Now we've got the folks from Prism that are out waiting. They're going to be in here in just a few minutes to talk about exactly what Prism is. We're in October, one of our favorite months, you know, with Halloween at the end of the month. We start talking about local haunts, urban legends,
creepy stuff. Your stories. That's the thing I think more than anything that over the years that we've enjoyed the most is hearing your stories of things that you've come across or local haunts, you know, places where people go, or the legends, urban legends in Omaha, Council Bluffs area, or just in Nebraska and Iowa, for that matter. They have a conference coming up this month. And if you'd like to go, if you're into, like Pat was talking about, celebrity ghost stories, you watch those kind of things on TV, you like that kind of stuff, this would be a really cool event to attend. It's kind of a seminar type deal. And then also, you've heard of the Squirrel Cage Jail over in Council Bluffs? If you haven't...
You toured this thing. It's pretty crazy.
It is awesome. And I've got, as a matter of fact, I have to take it back to him, a book on it. And it's not a very... It's a short book, but it tells the story of how it came to be and some of the hauntings. But I will tell you one thing. You can feel it when you walk in this building. And it's one of the most interesting places I've ever seen. And we're going to get you in there.
And also,
To go see it.
If you you're like me, and I think JT as well, where when you watch these shows and you see actual proof, you see either on video or on audio of something paranormal going on, it just grabs you. We have some EVPs, this is what they're called, the audio of that, that these guys at Prism, through their investigations here locally, have captured. And it's seriously, of all the stuff that I've watched on whatever networks you watch the stuff on, this is some of the best audio evidence of spirits I've ever heard in my life.
I love this kind of stuff.
And we've got it. They're going to be in here, and we'll play those for you coming up 10 minutes away. 8:58 with Pat and JT, Q98.5. Email us. Keep the emails coming for Pick Your Ticks. We'll tell you about that again in just a few minutes. Also, know the show at 9:50 today, where you can win tickets to see Norah Jones on October 12th or Red Hot Chili Peppers on October 28th. But you have to be able to answer a question about today's show. We'll do that right before we get out of here about 9:50.
So we're at 55 degrees now, probably going to see near 80, maybe a little better than that today. 45 tonight, then there's a chance for some rain overnight tonight into tomorrow. Tomorrow's high near 60, 55 on Friday and 50 on Saturday. So a little bit cooler the next 3 days or so.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, I just hit the microphone. Yeah, Carl and Kelly from Prism are in studio. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome back. It's been about a year and a half since you've actually been in the studio with us talking?
A year. Around Halloween last year.
Exactly. All right, so we were talking about this earlier, about what's going on this the whole month, actually, because October's always been one of our favorite months anyway, as we usually have so many people call in and they have their stories and find out where the local haunts are. And
you guys are how we learned about Squirrel Cage Jail in the first place. When you guys talked about it, we had never heard of Squirrel Cage Jail.
Exactly. And so that kind of ties in with everything else that's going on this month. Mm-hmm. You've got a lot of things going on. First off, there's the symposium that's coming up, the conference, the event. Yep. What exactly is this event and what's it called and what's going to go on?
This is the second annual UNO Paranormal Summit. It's put on by the UNO Paranormal Society, and it's going to feature Prism and six other local ghost hunting groups. We get up on stage, we share our best of evidence, talk about what equipment that we have, our stories, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, everybody gets to go on a ghost hunt with us around campus. So that, a lot of fun.
Now, is the UNO campus, I guess, does it have to be necessarily active to find ghosts? I mean, there are ghosts everywhere, pretty much. Can you find ghosts everywhere?
Yeah, it is. It's an active location. We have done investigations there before, so it is an active location. But it doesn't, I mean, for the purposes of this type of a ghost hunt, you know, it's more of like a educational experience for everybody. So it really wouldn't matter if it was haunted, because we're just showing them how to do a ghost hunt. We will record and everything and listen to our audio, see if we get anything. Last year, a couple of the groups did get some EVP from just the little bit that we did as a ghost hunt. But so it's
kind of on-the-job training.
Yeah.
Right, on-the-job training.
That's coming up on the 12th?
That's on the 12th.
Okay.
Doors open at 6. It's $10 ahead, cash only at this event, $5 with your student ID. 20% of the proceeds for this event is actually going to the Squirrel Cage Jail. And we are so excited about that they're sponsoring that. And that's going to be such a great experience. Squirrel Cage Jail is also going to be there. They're going to have a table set up, and they're going to be presenting about the jail. And you can also bring like a little dollar or something to give them. All the money that Squirrel Cage is raising, they're going to repair the roof, actually. They had some pretty significant damage from some recent hailstorms to the roof that they're trying to make some repairs to that.
That honestly is like a treasure. I mean,
it really is.
That building, how old is that thing again? I can't even remember right now. Let me look it up online.
1878
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, 1878, something
like that. It's just amazing. It is...
significant.
It is.
Yeah.
It's historical. It's unique. You'll never find another one in our area. I think there's only two left in the country.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, where else can you go for a visit and maybe see a ghost? Because it's definitely haunted. And it's right here.
Yeah. Exactly. The reason why they call it the squirrel cage, it's round inside.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the cells
are
come out.
Shapes,
It's like, exactly. It's like, I was trying to think of the game. What's the game that you play?
Life. No.
Nope, with the pie.
Pursuit.
Pursuit.
Of happiness.
Whatever.
No.
Trivial
Pursuit.
Trivial.
Trivial Pursuit.
Like,
whatever.
Yeah, Trivial Pursuit is like a little pie.
Yeah.
And all of the cells there, but then there's only one opening, so you have to spin the thing around to get to the door is how the way it was set up.
If you're claustrophobic.
Oh, yeah.
If you're, you'd be...
Well, and they had a crank set up, so the jailer would be in charge of the crank, and it would take so long to crank from one end to the other that there was actually a prisoner that died in one of the cells. He had a heart attack. They couldn't get to him fast enough. They were cranking it and... just didn't,
And this is a place
enough.
Where, and we've got some of the actual audio that you guys sent us earlier today, and that we've heard in the past of evidence, EVPs, evidence of, you know, during your investigations that we'll play here in just a little bit. But you guys have experienced things at the Squirrel Cage Jail. What are some things that you've...
Well, the most recent experience we've had is there's been some members of the UNO Paranormal Society along with PRISM that have felt a cat. So this is a fairly new experience
to
the jail. But there is a cat that's made itself known, rubbing on your leg, different EMF fluctuations and stuff when you feel that on your leg. So we've actually gotten scientific proof to something being there. So very exciting.
Oh,
people with allergies to cats have actually had it act
reaction?
Up when they go in there. Yeah.
Really? So even ghost cats bring up allergies?
Yeah.
Dang it.
Can't get away from it.
If you go to thehistoricalsociety.org, /jail, if you want to go straight to their page, it'll take you right to the Squirrel Cage Historical Society of Pottawatomie County. Seriously, they've got that URL. That's awesome.
I know, seriously. Brilliant.
The historicalsociety.org. Nobody else had that? Pottawatomie got it.
Hey,
you're awesome.
Treasury.org is our, you know, in the Midwest, we're pretty smart when it comes to that kind of
apparently
stuff.
Apparently so. But yeah, you can see the jail right there and see what it looks like. Because it is. It's creepy.
It really is.
I mean, one of the things that's in there that blew my mind is it's kind of like the detention room. But that little room that's in the back.
Solitary.
The solitary confinement room. Well, you think it's bad enough that you're in a cell that's shaped like a piece of pie that they can't get you to. No, they put you in the solitary. You can't do anything but stand up in there.
Yeah.
It's that small.
So you can't even squat.
No,
you wouldn't even be able to squat.
That
no,
is just even
straight.
Thinking about that gives me anxiety.
And you have to go back around the back side of this thing, and it's dark.
Yeah, you go down a hallway, back around. It's creepy. Solitary is a fun place.
So this is a very active place in the Midwest, obviously, and you guys have done a lot of investigations there. Now,
in 2005, we actually had a recorder in solitary and recorded like heavy breathing in there.
So, holy cow. Mm-hmm. All right, so some of the things that you sent us earlier this morning, some of these EVPs.
Yep.
Explain, first of all, what is an EVP?
An EVP is electronic voice phenomena. We set up a recorder, some sort of a recording device at an investigation. Sometimes we get it just by, you know, talking amongst each other. Sometimes we get it by actually asking questions, you know, are you here? You know, what's your name? Tell us what year it is, stuff like that. But actually, I believe all three of these were just kind of sitting around chit chatting, and these recordings came through.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm gonna grab one. I'll tell you what the label is. You can kind of describe it. This one right here. This is all audio that these guys caught during investigations.
Yep.
Which one is
this is the one that was on the top floor of the jail. This was actually at the same exact time that, and this was let me backtrack a bit.
Sure.
This was from 2005.
Okay.
And this was with KPTM News was there doing a broadcast as well with PRISM, and this is before any paranormal groups ever got into the jail. We were the first to get into the jail to do a paranormal investigation. And the armoire that is upstairs on the top level, at the same time that this EVP happened, you hear somebody holler because the door actually comes and hits them. They're sitting in a circle, and we have the video up of it as well. But they're sitting in a circle, and the door just comes and hits them. And then in the midst of all of this, oh my gosh, the door just hit me, and then we get the EVP.
Okay.
It did, and it hit me.
Yes, it did.
Do you want to write that down? The door open again. Now it's too dark for the camera to get it.
It'll replay it.
Do that again.
Yes, it did.
Right there.
What did they say?
Backside of the church.
Backside of the what?
Church.
Backside.
That's what we hear.
It did, and it hit me.
Yes, it did.
Do you want to write that down?
Yeah, that is creepy. Backside of the church. Oh,
yeah,
that is creepy.
Yeah.
One more time. Hold on, one more time.
It did, and it hit me.
Yes, it did.
Do you want to write that down?
That freaks me out. That is crazy. Okay, so what about what about this one right here?
Okay, this was downstairs. We had the gentleman that worked at the jail at the time. He was giving a tour to KPTM and talking about different prisoners and talking about different deaths within the jail. And again, this was just random. And this is the one that's a foreign language.
That's really about all the prisoner deaths that we know about. Not very many of them.
What did he say? What?
Okay, so if there's anybody out there that knows what that's saying or what language that is, please.
Have you had anybody on your website kind of give a guess as to what they think it is?
Well, we think it's Slavic, from Russia, somewhere like that, Czech.
Play it again.
That's really about all the prisoner deaths that we know about. Not very many of them.
Wow, that is just crazy. Crazy, crazy.
That's just clear as day.
Okay, what's this last one that we have here?
Okay, the last one, this was one of the more recent investigations, and this is when the group was adamant that there was a cat present, and they were calling for the cat, hear kitty, kitty, stuff like that, and then we think we hear a cat, so.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm, me
Do
too.
It again.
Yes, totally heard a cat.
Yeah, totally a cat, right?
Yeah.
Angry cat, but a cat.
Clear back in the distance. Yeah, it's totally a cat, no question. That's insane.
That
crazy. Is really, really cool.
We have been in the professor from UNO, Dave Paris. He has an instrument that monitors, I'm not even sure, it's so far over my head, but when he hangs this down about the level of a cat's head, we've went through the area and there's absolutely no readings. But when we call here kitty kitty, which probably looks pretty silly to have two grown men doing that, this thing shoots way up. Oh. It'll go up to 80, 90.
That is insane. That's
and it's
very
registering
cool.
something. But the squirrel cage is actually like a Faraday cage. There's nothing coming in from outside. It's totally grounded. So what's is scientifically, it can't be proven. You know, we don't know why it's happening.
That is amazing.
Wow.
Very, very cool. Okay, so we have some tickets that we're going to give away to the symposium coming up at UNO.
Yep.
Okay, so we have, we do the first four callers to get through. Is that cool?
That works.
Okay, caller, just 962-9898, 1, 2, 3, and 4. The first four people that get through, you're each going to get a pair of tickets to the symposium, which is when?
That is October 12th.
Okay.
That's the one that's October 12th, and that's at 6 p.m.
So it's evening. It's an evening deal, and then there might be a little ghost hunt.
Yeah, there is a ghost hunt at the end of that night.
Yeah, that is very
UNO,
cool.
At the UNO campus that night.
Okay. Sounds good. And then also, before the end of the show, we're going to give away, because we can't do it right now, because all of the phone lines are obviously loaded up.
Yeah, actually, we can do it today, and we can do it the rest of this week.
Yeah, because we have other things that we want to get people involved with. Prism and with Squirrel Cage Jail that we'll be doing throughout the rest of this week to get people lined up for this month. What else do we have?
We actually have 8 passes, and each pass has 4 people admittance into the Squirrel Cage Jail, which is great that the Squirrel Cage Jail gave
that.
That
is very cool.
So nice of them to do.
And that is for general admission into the Squirrel Cage Jail. And then we also will have our grand finale with 2 tickets to come on a ghost hunt with Prism overnight at the Squirrel Cage Jail.
That's a grand prize? I think that'd be like the loser. Like, you have to go sit.
And we're going to put you in solitary.
Yes, with ghosts that are meowing at you all night.
That's actually October 19th that we're going to do that. And we're going to do 2 tickets on the radio, and then 2 tickets are going to be drawn on raffle from the October 12th summit at UNO.
So when you're at the summit, you have an opportunity to register for that there.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And you also 2 lucky winners.
We're going to hook up a person so them and a friend can go. So we're going to have a winner the winner and a friend can go, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For 2 people, right?
Yep, 2 people.
So make sure that's on the 19th.
So be listening tomorrow morning starting
at
5.
Schedule.
We'll start getting you qualified for those tickets. Right now we're doing the symposium at UNO.
Yep.
And then starting tomorrow we'll start getting people in for the Squirrel Cage
to
and the overnight, spending the night with Prism.
That and
is
Squirrel Cage
crazy.
Tickets. Exactly.
A website awesome. Where people can find you guys. Where can they track you down?
Prism's website is www.doyouseedeadpeople.org.
Okay. Another great website.
Seriously. doyouseedeadpeople.org. Take you right to your website.
Yep.
And we'd like to have you guys back in between now and Halloween to kind of, talk about the experience, the overnight stay, and listen to anything you guys might catch with the person
symposium.
That is lucky enough.
Yeah, we will. Why don't we do that? Because we start doing our little thing, too, with people calling in and their stories, and it's always fun. So that would be that week after the 19th leading up to Halloween. We have
definitely
a lot of Halloween
okay
stories,
so we'll get that locked in now and so we can people can plan on that and kind of follow them back up on this investigation.
And I would say too, if anybody knows of a place that they think should be investigated, you might give us a call or drop us an email. I'm sure that you guys know about most of the places where the ghosts hang out, but
you never know.
You never know, somebody out there might have a suspicion about something or just kind of curious about it.
Right.
Cool.
Well,
right.
Carl and Kelly from Prism, thanks very much. We appreciate you guys coming in. And doyouseedeadpeople.org is the website to
go.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Absolutely. 962-9898 is our studio line. It's 9:13. We'll catch up and come right back. Pat and JT.